Hi, this is Scott Baker. This is the second post in a four-part series where I talk about my low back issue with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Last time, we talked about the pain I was experiencing, and Dr. Riley discussed the primary physician's role as the first line of defense and how pain meds can help but sometimes mask the problem. In this podcast, we discuss other potential treatments offered by doctors. I got so frustrated being on vacation, I thought, I don't want to just mask it with some more meds. I want it so this doesn't happen again. And that's why I decided to take that next step. So as I thought about going to my primary again, I thought, well, I don't want more meds. And then I also didn't know what track he might send me on. Do you notice that changing a lot? I know sometimes they might go an orthopedic surgeon type of route, or who knows where they may send you. Has that dynamic changed in recent years?
Well, slowly. I think it's you know, it has evolved to a degree, but you know, a primary care physician, you know, they determine that they might perform a few orthopedic tests, ask you some questions and so forth, and then they might make just a general referral to an orthopedic specialist or potentially even a neurosurgeon if that felt like it was indicated. So it's one of those things that, you know, that primary care physician is kind of like the hub, so to speak, and then they're always going to make those recommendations for specialists. However, as healthcare costs have continued to rise, you know, we're constantly looking into ways on how to save money and so forth. And so as opposed to just your basic, okay, it's the standard of care is going to be MRI for you and then an orthopedic referral. Now they've determined that, okay, there are some conservative options that we can do that are much less expensive and just as effective. So for instance, like they might refer me a patient and say, Dr. Riley, you make the call on if you think Scott needs an MRI or maybe a net x-ray, or if it's something a little bit more serious, communicate back to the primary care physician and let them know maybe an orthopedic or unfortunately a neurosurgical consult is required. But many times with these general low back complaints, Scott, an evaluation by me, we determined that it's just mechanical or general, maybe a low back sprain or strain. You know, obviously they've got you on some of the medications to make you feel better, but from there we can make the appropriate recommendations that are very conservative. Obviously, when we speak of conservative, we're not dealing with surgeries or medications. And those recommendations are, you know, effective treatment options. And more importantly, you made a comment about you frustrated on your vacation. One of the things that we're really big on here is self-management strategies and so forth. So let's say you are on vacation or traveling with your family or something, and or on a business trip in a hotel, and you've experienced some low back pain. A lot of times you just don't know what to do. Well, if I'm able to educate you and say, Scott, you know, next time you have an incident like this, I want you to do X, Y, and Z there in your hotel room or at the fitness center at the hotel, you know, you feel, you know, a little better about it. You feel like you're empowered, you're accountable, and at least you have a few go-to things to do while you're gone to make you feel better. So that vacation's not wasted.
So as I was sitting here in the position and hemming and hawing, what do I want to do? Who should I go see? And I bet you a lot of people listening to this right now find themselves in that position frequently.
Sure.
Should I go see anyone? Should I just tough it out? I did one of the things that you have always cautioned me against, and that is consulting Dr. Google, which of course I did. Yeah. And I thought, well, I wonder if this is muscle or if it's nerve, because if it's muscle, I could probably wait it out. You know, muscles get better over time. I just need to rest it. And so, you know, I did a little bit of research and I found, you know, according to what I read, well, if you feel it radiating through your legs or your arms, it's nerves. Otherwise, it's muscle. Well, I wasn't feeling any radiation. So I thought, well, it's muscle. And that sort of lent to the argument, well, maybe I could wait it out a little bit more. It turns out that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, and just real quickly, I want to touch on the point of, you know, when you were probably, you know, stewing over what you should do and who you should go see. You know, I encourage all the listeners to do your research on folks, because a lot of times you know, the majority of folks don't have an experience with a chiropractor, or they might have, you know, heard a horrible story, and so they don't know what to do. And maybe it's a situation where their primary care physician doesn't have a relationship with another chiropractor. So you essentially don't know what to do or where to go. So, you know, I encourage you to do your research. Obviously, the internet is just a great tool to determine, you know, check reviews out. I've spoken in the past about try to stay away from those chiropractic offices that are going to shoot x-rays on every patient, that deal in long-term treatment plans. You know, you want to look for words like evidence-based care, patient-centered care, conservative approaches and so forth. And so you want science-based type stuff. So do your research first off, you know, ask friends and families. You know, I'm always talking to patients about, you know, if I need to get my hair cut or my car worked on, I'm definitely going to call my friends and family. Who do you go to? You know, let's say that referral that, you know, that there's a lot of, you know, something to be said for that. Now, when you do the research, that's the way of the world. You know, I tell you to stay away from that thing, but you know, my wife actually had a little incident a couple weeks ago, and I go home and she told me that she got on the internet. So, you know, I think there's a lot of good information out there on the Dr. Google, but I would definitely be careful on, you know, what sites you get on and what you read into. So you asked me the difference between nerve pain and muscle pain. It is true. Nerve pain is going to be more radiating type pain into your arms or legs. Nerve pain can be characterized or described as numbness, tingling, maybe like an electric lightning shooting type feeling. Those are going to be more neurological symptoms. And when we talk about nerve pain, primarily, you know, it could be associated with like a disc herniation or something putting pressure on a nerve, simply a pinched nerve. Muscle pain is going to be characterized more along the lines of achy, dull, just tight, sore type stuff. Those are going to be more characteristic of a muscle type complaint. Just because it's muscle doesn't mean it couldn't be serious, though. You know, obviously, I would much rather deal with just general, we'll call it mechanical low back pain. And when I speak of mechanical low back pain, we're talking about, you know, muscle joint irritation, than potentially a herniated disc, which could put pressure on a nerve, create like sciatica type pain. So, you know, although similar, you know, we could be dealing with muscle and nerve pain at the same time as well. But for this instance with you, muscle pain still could be quite debilitating, like you've mentioned. So I do encourage folks and to, you know, try not to wait. It is our nature too. We always think it's going to go away, but I always tell patients, you know, 2 to 3 days, and if the pain still persists, you know, it's a good option to get checked out by someone. First off, to make sure it's nothing serious. So, you know, I always talk about that's my first visit here is so very important. We make a proper determination of what their problem is. And then secondly, how to fix it. Because a lot of times if I can get my hands on or see a patient early on in an episode, I can do maybe a couple things here in the clinic, make some recommendations, and we're good to go. What happens is that when we wait 2 and 3 weeks, your body starts to compensate. Let's say we start to incorporate or recruit too much from the hamstrings or the upper back. Now we're not only dealing with that original chief complaint of low back, but now you might develop some weakness in your glutes or some tightness in other areas secondary to compensation. So, you know, a good rule of thumb, Scott, 2 to 3 days, if it persists, you know, I would get it checked out. A lot of times it's likely nothing. But, you know, on the other side of the coin, let's say a referral is indicated and we can get you to the proper physician at that time.
Join us next time as we continue this conversation regarding common back pain and taking those first steps to the chiropractor. For more episodes of Spine Fit Radio, visit TulsaSpineAndRehab.com.